Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You're tuned in to Super Megacast,
another quarantine podcast. Hopefully the next one after this will be back in the epic Super Megaplex, so we will have the chemistry like we always had, in person, loving each other as always.
Hell yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 227 of the Super Megacast. Like Ryan said, we're still at home quarantining, so we're doing this over Discord, but this should definitely most likely, unless Ryan's positive for COVID, yeah. This should be the last one that we're not actually back together.
I should know by tomorrow.
Oh, God. I'm so excited to get back to work, man. We haven't been able to go back to work yet in January at the Super Megaplex. It's been since Christmas. So we're super stoked to get back and fucking hit the ground running.
I know. We just, we've been only able to record because of quarantining Minecraft right now. But we also actually recently recorded some Phasmophobia with Justin and Kelward, so I'm excited.
Yeah, now that we've kind of got the easy Discording shit down, we're going to try to do a lot more like co-op games and stuff. What?
We can do so many co-op games.
I know. And also now that we're more used to doing this, we can get way more guests on the podcast because for some reason we just never got guests. We're like, we got to figure out Discord and that's so easy. So we got plenty of guests coming up in 2021. Got a nice big list. And we won't be talking super political this one like we did last time. But yeah, you know, might be a little bit here and there.
Oh, okay. Since Matt promised you that, Donald Trump big poo-poo.
Donald Trump gay!
Stinky poo-poo.
Donald Trump is gay!
Yeah, but
all right.
That out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, there is something interesting that's going on, but we can't talk about, you know, some funny stuff is happening right now in the Republican side of things.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump out the gate and
of course
piss
not.
Off all those people that hate
no,
politics.
Fuck politics. Get them out of here.
Get that shit. Go. Get.
This is a 100%.
We probably aren't going to talk
comedy.
Oh, sorry.
Podcast.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. God, this Discord shit sucks, dude.
I know, dude. The delay. We speak at the same time, and then I stop, and then you stop, and then we both start again.
Like, I actually hate it. It like ruins so fucking much of
yeah.
Like, I don't know, two friends in a room just having a chat. It's like two friends staring at their own empty rooms and waveforms, trying to figure out how to work Discord without a delay.
Yeah, because it's fucking, you know, comedy, one of the biggest things is timing. And when it's a millisecond delayed, it ruins the whole thing, yep. You know? Pretty
That's
fucking
all it
tricky.
Takes. Fucking goddamn it. Holy fuck.
Dude, relax.
No, it's just like we can't stop. It's because it's like okay, that's enough silence. Time for me to talk, and then we both like take up the awkward silence with both talking.
Dude, I cannot count the number of times you and I have done a business call with people that like we don't know. So it's all very like formal introductions, and there's always a huge delay because of Zoom, or if there's multiple people on the call, a huge delay. So that happens so much where like they'll say something and like we'll respond, and then it's like 5 seconds of silence, and then it's like and then they start talking right when you start talking. Like we had a business call today and that happened several times. Silence.
I just kept being like, yeah, okay, because I know now, like, don't even try to like get a sentence in there, because everyone's just gonna start talking at the same time.
Yeah, you speak when spoken to, Ryan.
Exactly. It's this is the way.
Let's tell that story about that one time we were on like a very big business call, and someone that was helping us out with some, you know, some entertainment industry stuff. Ryan was like, and seriously, man, I just really want to reiterate, like, thank you so much for helping us out with this. Long pause. And then he's like, okay.
Yeah, no, I think he just, was it okay? Or he did said,
no, he said, yep, right? He was like, yep.
Yep, he was like, yep, okay, well, and it's just like one of those moments where you have like the sincere kind of Southern just manners and hospitality kind of mindset that you and I grew up with, and it just meets, you know, business LA, and they do not click at all. There is no room for mutual just kind of kind-heartedness.
No, not when it's the entertainment industry and it's a business call.
No.
It's either that or it's like really cheesy, like fake forced enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, we've been looking forward to this call for weeks. It's like, no, you haven't. You've not been looking forward to talking to us on the phone for
weeks. We're excited to talk to you guys.
They sit down and they open up their plan and they're like, oh, okay, I got a call to, oh, okay, cool. Guys, we've been so excited to talk to you. Yeah, butter me up. Butter my tits up for me.
And they do butter our tits up. They butter our tits up quite often.
They do. That's why I love MeUndies. They send us free underwear every month. Dude. And that's not, they're not even part of this podcast ad read. I just genuinely love MeUndies.
Let me see.
And ExpressVPN. I love ExpressVPN too.
Ooh, I'm not.
I love them all.
I'm not really wearing MeUndies right now because I'm wearing no underwear. So, but if I was, it would be MeUndies.
Are you just fully naked?
I'm wearing a robe. There's no reason to get dressed. Who am I getting dressed for?
Yeah, no. I've been spending most recent days just in my underwear most of the day. Like, I wake up and I just don't get dressed. And I kind of just, you know, if I have to go out, I'll get dressed. But the only reason I've been wearing clothes like today is because third podcast in a row, my heat's still broken.
Same here, like, dude.
Fixed. It'll start and then it'll be warm for like 5 minutes and then just stop working. So when I get up in the morning, my thermostat's at like 58. And I can't heat it up, so I can't be skin and bones walking around this fucking frigid wasteland.
Yeah, for me, it gets cold at night, and my heat, like, I can't get it fixed because, like, I'm waiting for the test results because I don't want to be COVID positive, you know, regardless of mask wearing and all that, you know, have someone come over and, you know, fix my, I don't know. I think I'm overly cautious or hysterical when it comes to, like, that type of stuff.
It's not a bad thing though.
No,
I mean it's better to be overcautious than not cautious. Did you see the fucking Auburn football game? And did you see how many people were in the streets afterwards?
No,
it was disgusting, dude. Like,
well, we've had, so that's two mass spreader events in the past, like, what, week and a half?
Yeah. A lot of senators are getting COVID now. I want to send you this picture, dude. Wait, was it Auburn? Wait, maybe it wasn't Auburn. It was. I think Nickelodeon did that fucking, what's it called? Nickelodeon hosted a football game that was like SpongeBob sponsored and themed. And then,
what, dude? What's up?
I like the GIF you just sent me in Discord.
Thanks, man.
It's it's Steve Carell from The Office.
Yep.
And he has a duster on and he whips it open and he has his finger out of his zipper like a penis and he's flicking his tongue back and forth.
Wait, hold up.
Wait, you got more?
Wait, yeah. My face when the audio sucks in a Let's Play.
Wait, what's his? I haven't seen The Office in so long. What's his character's name?
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. That's it. Yeah.
I should have just said Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
I love how you used that GIF because it's literally the advertising GIF, like in the side panel. Use the what's this? Jonah Hill sighing GIF.
It's from War Dogs.
Dude, we saw War Dogs together, right?
Yeah, we saw it in theaters.
Yeah, we did.
I liked it. I've seen it twice.
Oh, did you see it again in theaters?
No, I watched it one night on like Amazon Prime or some shit because I was bored. I've been really bored lately, obviously, and I'm trying to watch stuff more.
Well, soon you'll just be streaming. Time,
but like, yeah. Talk about that in a minute. But I'm like, just for some, I'm not picky when it comes to watching shit. It's more just like nothing really interests me. I'll just go through like Netflix entire library, and I'm like, why is nothing entertaining to me? And finally I'll find something on like, I'll remember like an old movie I want to watch, and I'm like, okay, Amazon Prime time. But my favorite thing to do now is I just like watching a lot of like creepy true crime stuff on YouTube. So there's a lot of channels that do like the best
JCR put
videos.
Out a like a whole like 2 hour or at least over an hour new one that you and I both watched.
Oh yeah. Oh, you watched the Jodi Arias one?
Yes. Was it JCR? Am I getting that right?
Or yeah,
JCL?
Yeah, yeah.
JCL. What is it?
It was JCS.
JCS. One of them. One of the JC something. I just kind of pick up games. Like I've been. I picked up New Vegas again, and I'm playing that a bunch. So that's been keeping me. I guess entertained. I also play like I've been playing Phasmophobia with friends. We just played it for the channel.
Yeah, that was fun. I get spoiler alert, guess who dies a lot?
I think you were
it's not Ryan.
Dude, it was always coming after you. Did you ever like actually get scared when you were alone in the house?
Yeah, dude. In the second episode when I get a little goofed on, that shit, I was like screaming. So scary. Because when we recorded it, I turned off all the lights in my house. I'm home alone and it was nighttime. So literally the only light was on the monitor and a candlelight lit. So it was just legitimately very scary.
What do you think of the game? Like as like, I know like you may not know everything about it, but what do you like think of it from what you played? Because we played like 4 or 5 games.
It was really fun. I liked it. I had a good time. I just suck at video games, but I still had a really good time.
This one's super
especially
simple,
like,
too.
When I'm playing with people that already are really good at a game and it's my first time, I always feel intimidated because I'm like, oh, God. Like, the first time I ever played Among Us was on fucking stream, and I had no idea how to play it. And I
was wait,
like,
was
oh,
that
shit.
Ross's
oh,
stream, or was that like...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Ross's stream. Speaking of streaming, some of y'all might have seen, but me, Ryan, and... a bunch of other cool cat influencers only, no normies. We're starting a big SMP server called Epic SMP, and it's a survival multiplayer. That's what SMP stands for, or sexually motivated crime. No, wait, sexually motivated. Whatever. Rav posted it. Just cut that part out because it's just not funny. but yeah, we're gonna be streaming some Minecraft coming up, and we've been working really hard on this server with lots of other fun people, and the server is big, it's fast, it's all ready to go. We got a whole Mumble server with proximity chat so everyone can stream at once if they want, because the first stream is going to be this Saturday, January 16th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So
oh, you already got that shit timed.
Oh
yeah,
yeah
Matt,
dude,
Matt's
no.
finally getting his Twitch set up. So go follow that shit. Go
excited,
go support
man.
The boy. The big stream is say it again, Matt.
January 16th, this upcoming Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Nice.
And are you going to stream too?
I'm thinking I will. I just need to get everything cuz the instructions, you and I still need to do it.
Yeah,
but I think but I need to
shout
set
out
up
to
proximity chat and all that stuff first.
Yeah. I bought like a Mumble server for everyone. Trevor, Modest Cube, one of the guys from Couch Shop, he has been like huge driving force in this and like just getting shit set up. And like he typed a whole text document for everyone with like instructions and like specific, like he's organizing the Discord. He's a cool guy. I like him a lot. I'm just saying that
so he'll like me.
No, I got it. Gotta keep the server alive somehow.
Yeah, know? Exactly. But yeah, we got a lot of cool people in there that are gonna be streaming. It's just, you know, because there's all these big SMP servers now. Like
Rust is the big one.
Yeah, Rust is big. But I was like, man, I really want to stream Minecraft when I start streaming. And then I was like, wait, why don't like I make an SMP server with like everyone in this kind of sphere, like this side of YouTube, right? So, you know, we got Eddie Burback, Aaron Hansen, Freddie Dredd, Jaden Animations, Dolan Dark, Carl Jacobs, Crinios, Meat Canyon, Modest Cube, Rav, Ross, Ryan, Selma, Cash Money, Swagger Souls, Ted Navision, me, Too Mad, Weston Curry, Crank Gameplays, Critchy, Don, Jacob, who is from Off Canny, Nothing But Lag, and Finn Wolfhard. So that's the current lineup, and Max Mofo.
They're not all gonna probably be on the, you know, the stream. This is just people who are a part of it, and you could, you know, happen to see
part of this group
playing around. So this
I
is
just
so,
wanted to
from
build
what
a
I
server
under-
that.
No, go on, Matt. Go on.
No, sorry. It was the fucking Discord lag that caused
I just wanted
that.
To ask a question about your server, but
ask
I,
it.
It's,
ask
no,
it.
It's fine. Okay.
Hey, it's our server.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
I mean, I paid for it. But.
Yeah, you paid for it. That's why I said it's yours. You own it. But anyways, it's for like, so this is just like, we can pop in at any moment, right? This isn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole point. I wanted to have a server, a big Minecraft server that's up 24/7. That's for streaming or for making videos, and just get a big group of cool people online that everyone would like love to see interact. Because all of us are like friends. So it'll be fun. And you know, you can just jump in, stream whenever you want. Like, let's say it's 9 p.m. one night and you're bored, and you can jump on and stream. You could stream at 4 a.m. You can get people together. You can be the only one, or you could do it with a group. And it's all
proximity.
Or you
could just happen upon people who are also like not even streaming or streaming,
yeah,
just chilling in the
world. Because it's proximity. So like, you know, like Ross could be streaming and building his own little town off somewhere. I know. And you and I could be streaming like on somewhere way further away and it won't interfere. So that's pretty dope. And
dude, I'm going to be the dirt man. I'm going to find a skin that's just dirt. And my goal is to just fill everyone's pockets with dirt.
Dude, are you going to fucking do your dirt prank?
I'm going to prank everyone by filling their pockets completely with 64 stacks of dirt.
Dude, I love the fucking dirt prank. If you guys don't know that, go watch our Minecraft series. It's one of my favorite things we've ever done on the channel. Which is back and forth from
wait,
my
the dirt
perspective
prank?
And Ryan's perspective.
Yeah, or the Minecraft series is your favorite thing on the channel.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, but the first stream is going to be all of us. Here's basically how it's going to work. I think we're all going to start in one area, you know, like the spawn area. And just spend all Saturday just like building, hanging out in Minecraft, you know, getting resources, and then start building like a town. And then over time, you know, I'm sure factions will form and we're all going to probably slowly start expanding outwards and people are going to go separate ways, you know, and just kind of build this big world out. And, you know, if someone's building something, you're like, I don't like that. You can just walk over like a couple miles and build something else there and then put your spawn point there. Never see anyone again.
That sounds beautiful.
I'm so stoked. And there's mods too. We're going to be playing with mods.
Ooh, okay.
Ross was very insistent on that. It's one mod that just adds like more like mechanical stuff and a bunch of like new blocks and shit, and you can build like cool mechanisms. And
is there a mod for like more wildlife, like more fish and stuff?
Yeah. I want to add that, and I don't know. I was going to maybe do too many items, but then that's where you have access to all the blocks in survival mode unlimited. But you know, that's not fun. I want to
think
actually
of what skin I'm going to use.
Yeah. No, dude, you just said you're going to use your dirt skin.
I'm going to use my dirt skin. It's either that or I'm going to be Master Chief, dude.
Ooh, I got to figure out what I'm going to do for the big debut stream.
I'm here to kick ass.
Yeah, but we should both stream separately on a Saturday and people can just jump back and forth. Dude, what the fuck? Stop.
Dude, well, the thing is, we can like, you know how you and I record Minecraft and we recorded Phasmophobia? That's literally what streaming is. Like, you and I can just start doing like stream. So and we can have
Dude,
it set up.
I would
up.
Love to stream together.
Do you know what multi? If you can set up a multi-stream link, which means both of our streams would be playing at the same time, so people get two perspectives at once, and they can switch between
yes.
which chat they're in. This streaming's fun. I love streaming, man. I'm glad that you're.
I really
want to
do that because we've been talking about streaming as Super Mega forever, and we just haven't like. Done it. So I think right now it's great. Like you and I can just be streaming independently, but stream together a ton.
Yeah.
You know? It's what everybody wants.
Because at first we were like, maybe we should do like a Super Mega channel streams thing. But it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's maybe for like big events in the future.
Yeah.
But
I
feel like
streams.
It works like better too, because you get both perspectives if it's us separately as well.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. And what skin should I use, man? It's got to be big.
Make it a surprise.
Well, honestly, we could use our super mega characters for the first stream, but you know, I don't. I want to
no,
do something
I'm good.
Good. Honestly, my favorite skin is that Drake skin.
You should use it.
I don't
then.
Think. But I don't think before, that episode's come out yet. But
before we talk about more, but also just since we're talking about it, what is your Twitch again, Matthew? So people know.
Oh, because it is M H Watson. Everything else is Matt H Watson, but Twitch, I got M H Watson.
So twitch.tv/MHWatson. Be there Saturday at 1 p.m.
And yeah, 1 p.m. Pacific. And also don't forget Eli Rye McGee on Twitch as well.
That's right. That's right. You can you can follow me too.
I really
follow us, chat us up.
Yeah. Be interacting with chat. I also have Matt H. Watson as a Twitch username, but it only has 30 followers.
Don't follow that one. Follow the MH.
No, follow
MH
Watson. That is like 27,000. And that's the one I've been working on lately with my branding on OBS and everything. But the thing is, because I haven't streamed, I can't
I have
get
no
subs
fucking
right now.
Branding. Oh, you have that's to get right. partnered again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I never got partnered in the first place.
Mm.
So I've never been a partner. So I'm going to see if... Because I know for some streamers, like, or people, you can just prove to Twitch that you already have an audience and stuff, and mm-hmm. they can just skip all that stuff and just, like, make you partnered.
Yeah.
So I'll see if I can pull some strings, you know. See, guys, this is the perk of being one of the media elites. I can get partnered on Twitch without having to lift a fucking finger.
Yeah.
Nah. But even if I can't do it that way, you know, I'll be streaming more, so I can probably get it within a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And people can sub. You're partnered, right?
I have everything so basic with mine. I'm trying to think of ideas for like personal branding or anything, but it always comes down to like, I just wanna. I'll just
I
have
like
the
yours.
Text pop up. I just. It's like.
Yeah.
It's the simplicity,
I, made a little,
I guess.
I made a little overlay for. It's not even an overlay. I just made like kind of like a rounded box that my webcam goes in. And then at the top, I have a little donation ticker and then chat above my webcam.
Ooh.
And that's it. But for my notifications, I'll probably work on this tonight. I'm taking different pictures and doing like different things.
You
so,
you
like,
did
I'll
that before with your past
everything.
Streams, didn't you? Where it was like PNGs of
yeah.
yourself?
Yeah. Like one yeah. was me when I was like 12 wearing a Luigi outfit.
Yep.
One was, they're still up. It's one with me with that Bape kid, like the little white kid wearing Bape. You know what picture I'm talking about?
Yes.
That little kid? Yeah. How do you handle donations and stuff? Because I'm going to be looking at chat, but obviously I'm going to try to focus more on the game.
Yeah. I'm very honest with people. I tell them like, hey,
it's tricky.
Because okay, what I personally do is I'll have streams where like I stream with friends and I'm very upfront, like, hey, I'm gonna be talking with friends and I won't be able to like interact as much as I usually do, but thanks for coming type of, you know, because it's cool that people show up, even if like, because a lot of people just you know want to interact with you, and if you're not able to do it as much, I can honestly see why they wouldn't want to watch, but still grateful for the people that show up.
I'm gonna try my best to consistently interact with everyone. It's a little tricky multitasking, but
you can have an alert box up, and so sound effects will play whenever stuff happens, so it alerts you.
I think for donations, I'll probably just take like a break every 20 minutes or 30 minutes and just like read them out and what they said. I was gonna do text to speech, and I decided against that.
I just started doing like streams where I only talk to people, like Q&A type chill hangout streams.
Oh, I love
it. It's like it's only focused on chat, and like
yeah, I'm gonna do those too.
Because I, you know me, like even when we're playing games, I can't focus on a conversation with someone right next to me. You know,
yeah,
I get tunnel visioned.
Which so. I have the opposite problem where I can't focus on the game and then I suck. I focus like on you talking and then I just goof myself up. I just invited Jax Films to the server and I need to also invite, who was I going to add?
Keemstar?
Yeah, he'd probably join. No, Eddie Burback is in here, so he wouldn't.
That's true.
That talentless hack. Dude, that was so out of left field. Eddie Burback has never talked to Keemstar before. And then just one day Keemstar just tweeted that shit about Eddie Burback.
I feel like you know how it is. I mean, he got what he wanted, right? Like the thing is, he attacked someone who's in with a lot of people. So he's not attacking like, I guess a whole group of people at once, but in a way he is. So he gets everybody from his clique to kind of
yeah,
Keemstar
right?
And like give
and it
him.
Worked.
Yeah.
Because all of us were
oh, yeah.
goofing on him.
But I mean, I feel like y'all got more from that than Keem did.
Well, he got ratioed like crazy every time.
It's not like, hard to ratio Keem, is it?
No, it's not. Insane, insane ratios. Oh, I just opened up Twitter and the first thing I see is Keemstar.
Dude, how's he
the
doing?
The thing about... I'm not going to lie, man. Drama Alert kind of is a little guilty pleasure of mine sometimes.
Really?
It's entertaining, but it's horrible. You know, it's like all that expose shit and all that drama. I hate it. I hate drama.
But most of the time, it's just like bullshit and like
yeah.
over exaggeration and lies. But I get it. It's like TMZ. It's 100%.
I mean, that's
TMZ
why people like
YouTube.
It. People like drama. Yeah. They like gossip. People love gossip, especially when it doesn't
gossip
involve
girl.
Yeah. Huh. Yep. And it involves people that they don't know personally, but know about. So it's fun. For people to watch that. That's why everyone reads fucking or watches TMZ because they're like, oh, dude, these celebrities are, oh my God, Kanye said what?
These people are normal people and make decisions that they regret at some point, but
you're always evolving. You're always growing, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, you're not. Not to.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Oh my God, dude.
You are, the way I can best, like, I guess, summarize the way like Twitter, anybody sees anything is like, you are who you are at your worst. That's who you truly are. And like,
Twitter, dude, Twitter is such a bad representation of like a fan base because, you know, we have so many fucking cool people that watch us. We've met them in person. Like the people at the live shows, like they're so fucking cool and chill and nice. And Twitter's just such a bad representation of that because it's kind of the face. Same with the comments to a degree, but like Twitter is toxic as fuck. I love Twitter. Yeah. I have a Twitter addiction. I love going on Twitter.
But yeah, I know. You're tweeting like 4 to 5 times a day, my dude.
Hey, man, I'm trying. When I think something's funny, I fire that shit out. And then sometimes I think something's funny, I tweet it, and then 5 minutes later, I'm like, ah, and delete it.
And then you delete it.
I delete a lot of tweets just because I think they're not funny after like 5 minutes. And then I'm like, ah, shit, is this cringe? Fuck.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And God forbid if I post a tweet with a typo and then repost it again with the typo corrected.
Done.
We see you. You know?
Nope.
Everyone posts
nope.
Screenshots. Fucking great thing, man. But, you know, dude, like, Twitter is just a really bad place. Very.
Well, Twitter and the internet, because it's like, it gives you a false representation of, I guess, the real world sometimes.
Yes.
Especially like, I could imagine even growing up in this kind of.
I'm glad I didn't grow up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Twitter is, you know, and this is for any fan base on Twitter. It's not just Twitter. It's social media in general. But Twitter is one of the biggest players in that, where this happens, where it's everything is 100% black or white. There's no gray on any issue. And it's us versus them with everything. And because it's behind a keyboard, you know, you can just say whatever you want and not actually, like, realize how hurtful it could be or this or that.
Or have any repercussions that
right.
much, you know.
And it's, dude, fucking, it's teenagers. It's, like, 15 to 25-year-old teenagers that jump on these, like, witch hunts and all of these, like, crazy.
God, you know, I hate those 25-year-old teenagers.
Dude, those 25... Well, dude, they are, though. Some of them are 25-year-old teenagers, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're one. You see it all the time, like, on like, Facebook and shit. They're literally, like, 70-year-old, 10-year-olds, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or, like, sorry, when you're old, I guess you get more of a flag. But they're, like, 50-year-old, 10-year-olds.
Have you seen that guy that got big on YouTube, the old guy that does the singing covers, and he has, like, a million of them? On his YouTube
no.
channel. He got really big when he did a cover of Slow Dancing in the Dark. And he's so sweet. Like, he's so pure and beautiful, and everyone loved him. And then it came out that he is a pedophile convicted.
Great.
He had touched a little boy or something. That was
in the
report.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He had he had forcibly, like, you know, been sexual with a minor boy. So it's like, God damn it, we can't have anything. Shit sucks, man. Why do you have to go and do that? His videos were so cute. I loved
it. Because the world's not fair and we can't have nice things.
Fucked up place, man. Do you have any channels you've been, like, really on lately?
Oh, dude. I've become such a little bitch recently. There is a channel I've
recently got.
No, in terms of, like, what I've been watching, like, I honestly, like, I'm not embarrassed to admit it, but I'm kind of like, something's up. I didn't even read the books. I only watched the movie. Okay.
The Bible?
I've been on a bit of a Harry Potter lore kick for some reason.
Oh, that's
and
not
I've been
lame, dude.
I've been watching a bunch of videos from a channel called Movie Flame. I think they have more subscribers than us even. But
damn it.
I know.
We're going to hit a million this year.
But they do a bunch of, like, they did video essays on every Harry Potter film. Then they'd, like, the differences between the books and the films. And then they'll also give, like, lore of each character and stuff. And I've just been like, wow, this is interesting. Cool.
No, I have a friend who recently also went on a huge Harry Potter bender and just, like, watched all the movies back to back. And I'm rewatching Breaking Bad, like I said, and I only have 8 episodes left. Shit is
How
so
is it
good.
Going?
Great. It's fantastic. But
I still haven't watched it since the first time.
Dude, you know? I would watch it again with you if you want to, like, hang out and watch it together.
Mate, it's just like, good. It's been so long. It's like, I feel like that's a show that, like, I'm only going to be able to rewatch every, like, 5 years to a like, yeah, 5 years or so. And it's been longer than that, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we should watch it sometime, man.
I love it.
Okay.
It's been so long since it ended. I remember watching the episodes live every week when they aired, and that shit was hell having to wait. My neighbor just got I got new neighbors, and they have a dog, which is barking nonstop. You could probably hear it in the background of the podcast all day.
Oh, I have dogs in my area too, so maybe one of them will crop up. Maybe Lego cropped up at some point.
Like nonstop barking, just like for hours. It's like, why are you doing that? What are you barking at? Like, what's the point? Damn it, Jackson got a typo in the tweet that he just posted on Super Mega.
Oh no, what was it? What was it?
He spelled Katamari, Katamri. Dude, that boy is riddled with typos on Twitter.
Is he? Maybe that's his typing style, you know? Maybe that's the way he's you know, some people type thumbs in all lowercase, you know?
He types in misspelled words. When we're back for work, we're going to sit him down and say, Jackson, you need to proofread these tweets more. Otherwise, you're going to be on the chopping block and we're going to spank you. That's in 2021. The big thing is spanking our employees when they're bad. You know, Justin, because we can't spank him because he doesn't live here. You know, we save them up. We tally them. And then next time we see him in person, we bend him over our lap, take the belt off, you know, fold it in half. And did you ever get the belt?
No, the wooden spoon for me.
Oh,
how about you?
I got the wooden spoon. Yeah.
I'll get the wooden spoon, boy.
Yeah, I got that. God, it's fucked up looking back. I remember getting spanked. I remember getting spanked when I was too old to get spanked. I think I was like 12 at one point.
What?
I just remember like I pissed my dad off.
Who
so
popped
much.
Like, your dad would pop your ass at like 12?
I don't remember, you know, boy. I might be wrong and I might have been way younger and making it sound worse. I just remember getting the belt bent over the knee with the bah.
I just know that
old Southern dad tactic.
Your dad does have a history of reaching up into your gooch area.
Stop,
too.
Stop.
Okay, well.
Don't talk.
You know, every time
that.
You went up the stairs, okay, I'll
stop.
Stop. Yeah,
stop.
Yeah. I got it.
Seriously. Dude. Shut up, you fucking pooch.
I can't even hear it.
Oh my god. I'm reading about this guy. He has a crypto wallet, and he invested in Bitcoin a really long time ago, and he doesn't remember the password.
Oh,
and he
no.
has two guesses left to figure it out. Guess how much his account's worth now?
How much?
$220 million.
Oh my fuck.
And you can't, if you can't get into it, you cannot get into it. Like not even the best like hacker could get into that. Like it's just gone. Dude, I would just be so.
Because he has that money. Legally, he has that money. That's
legally,
his.
He has $220 million to his name.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That is.
That hurts me, dude. That he has two more tries. So how many tries has he had?
I don't know, man. There's a New York Times article about it. Oh, 20% of all Bitcoin is lost forever. It's like $140 billion worth. Like stranded
That's
wallets.
That's where they make their money.
Yeah. No, no one has that. No one has access to that ever. It's gone forever. It's
Not
just sitting on like hard drives and no, it's off the market.
Oh.
Like, let's say I have a crypto wallet and like a cold wallet and I put Bitcoin on it. And then forget the password. That's just stuck there forever. So there's people that bought like 1,000, 2,000 Bitcoin when it was like nothing. And now it's like almost $40,000 per Bitcoin. And they're like, well, don't have access to that.
That's got to be something you save. That's important as fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, I've been on a big crypto binge lately. And it's really fun to learn about. I feel like I'm one of those annoying guys now, though, that's always talking about Bitcoin.
Well, you do talk about it a good bit.
I do. Bitcoin, a good bit. Coin.
Hey, come on.
I know. Sorry, I'm sure it's annoying. I just get really into things when I get into them. I enjoy investing in cryptocurrency. It's fun. It's very fun. And it's fun watching the market change each day and like watching it live. And it's fun losing thousands of dollars. One of my favorite things to do. But, you know, it's a learning experience. Some good YouTube channels I've been watching about it.
Hey, other YouTube- you win some, you lose some, Matthew. That's the name of the market, right?
That's the name of the game, man.
That's the point of it. I think it was Meat Canyon who was telling me that, like, it's good to at least put some of your income in, like, what is it? Or he heard that it's good to put, like, some of your income in, like, high stakes.
Yeah.
Like, the high stakes markets.
Because, I mean, high stakes, high reward. But the number one rule in investing that everyone listening should know, most important rule, never invest more than you can afford to lose. Because prepare the thing about investing too. Is, yeah, go into it preparing to lose that money. Because then you only have nowhere to go but up.
I'd rather go into Vegas and win $220 million.
Dude, I don't know how I'd feel if I was that guy. Like, there's not even like an emotion for that feeling.
Like, could you imagine taking out a large sum, going to a blackjack table and just doubling it on the first hand and then just leaving?
That's possible. Like,
okay, cool.
That's the thing is like you could put $10,000 down on the table and, you know, the chances are like you could increase that by a lot. You could also lose it. Just as easy, but
oh yeah,
you can also increase it. You know, so
dude, New Vegas has blackjack in it, and like it's also based on your character's luck, which you choose in the beginning of the game.
That's right.
And so my luck is just like average, but I've gotten it up to 7. But still, it's like it's not on my side. That shit should have been up to 10. I'm a doofus.
Max and Chad, dude, they know how to gamble, and it is actually insane how much they've been able to win from gambling. It's
I just like blackjack, man.
No, I know. I love. I mean, Chad and Max are both really like bullish gamblers. They really like when they gamble, they go for it, which works and also which sucks. But dude, I didn't realize there's like video blackjack where you're online and you're watching a live feed of a blackjack table with other users, and there's a real card dealer. And they're doing it, and like your username is there, and you put money in, and you can win money and everything.
Oh, and they can hear you and stuff too. Yeah. There was this like one meme where it's like, "Can she hear me?" And then she like smiles. And it's like, "Oh shit!"
It's just, I feel like if I tried that, I would get a little too sucked into that. You know?
Yeah.
I want to try it. Like, it's like bookie stuff. I think is what it's called. I really want to try it, but maybe we should do a let's play of it.
Okay.
Video blackjack. Some random like Russian model dealer. Because it's always like these really beautiful like Slavic women. Like, hello, welcome to. That was not a Slavic accent. I don't know what that was. That was like Indian. But it's like, please place your bets. That wasn't Slavic. Dude, you know what? I fucking suck with accents.
Maybe you can get it, you know, if you
place your bets. That's so bad.
No, yeah. You just need to keep working on it and it'll get there.
The second after you do a really bad impression, there's really nothing you can do. It's just like, fuck. You know? It's
make
like,
the
I said
impression
it.
Worse?
What?
You can make the impression worse.
So then that, by comparison, sounded like a pretty good...
Exactly.
Oh, man. You know what song just got suggested to me on YouTube?
No.
A little blast from the past here. I know you know this.
That's an old Super Mega song.
Yeah. Dude, that song is going to be... I'm going to listen to that at like 80 years old and just cry my eyes out because it's just so synonymous with our channel.
Dude, if you want to cry your eyes out, listen to an Akon playlist. Shit will have you bawling in seconds.
Oh, man. The other big Super Mega song that made me cry is the... Dun 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 dun. The song's called Rainbow Roads by Macross 8299. Yeah, it's called Rainbow Roads. Really, that whole album's great.
Rainbow Road,
take me home, give me dome,
dude. Yes.
We should Dude, we should go back to the era and start using that as our outro music again.
And just fool people around with it one time, too.
It's 2021. You think it's about time we do another really nice photo shoot for like our in card and our banner and everything? Get some new music? What'd you think? No. What'd you think? Oh, okay. No. Yeah, nope. That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. I kind of want to do another like updated photo shoot now. Because remember, you know, the classic one of our banner and the in screen where we have like the turtlenecks on.
Yeah.
You look fucking handsome in that picture. I look like a dude.
That's when I was also super round. I just look like the classic round dummy.
No, dude, you look like a fucking supermodel in that picture.
I'm glad you see things in that way, Matt. It makes me happy that you can see the world through such vivid, beautiful glasses.
Well, everyone else must have the same glasses then besides you.
If you take them off, you'll realize it's all a ruse.
God, you look beautiful in this picture. My favorite thing is still to this day seeing comments like, what the fuck, did Matt sniff? Because in the in card, I sniff, like, it's a still image.
I always sniff with Matt.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, y'all want to go sniffing? Y'all want
to
sniff?
I'm down to go sniffing.
Yo, let's go sniff, y'all. Hey, bros, I'm going to go sniff. Ah, shit. Ah, ooh, my vinyl album just was successful, bro.
Are you Rav or Freddy? You're Rav.
I'm Rav. Okay. Oh, now guess who I am.
Ficky dick, big dick, little dick. I don't care. I just want dick in my dick, on my dick.
Dude, that's one of his best bars. Big dick, little dick. I don't care. I just want dick in my dick.
On my dick.
On my dick. I thought you said in my dick. Okay.
No, I went in my dick, on my dick. Oh. You know?
Dude, I bet we can get Freddie to make that legitimately and put that on his next album.
We still need to get him on the Super Mega album. See if he'll do
yes,
that.
Yes. He absolutely. He said he'd produce it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit.
He produced a track for me recently that I haven't released and don't know.
This quarantine shit's making us not. You know, whenever. I just want to see your beautiful face again. I'm going to record in person again. Hopefully we will soon. That would be
I
great.
Am ready, dude. I am just fucking ready. We also got to go
get the results back tomorrow.
We got to update all of our playlists because I'm going through and there's some ones we haven't updated.
I bet you there's some Finnish series we haven't put up too.
It's so easy to forget about playlists and forget to like continuously update them. Like,
I'm interested. How many people watch playlists? Like, how many of y'all go into... Because we're still going to make them. This isn't like, oh, if you say we're not. I'm just legitimately interested. How many people browse our content through playlists?
Well...
Because I personally don't when I do, like, watch videos. Because, like, if I'm falling asleep, I don't want my phone to just be playing all night, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking right now. The Super Mega Craft playlist has about 60,000 views. That means about 60,000 people have viewed that.
So y'all be watching playlists, okay.
No, we got it. We got to really get our playlist game up.
They're good for binging.
I remember at Game Grumps, you know, those playlists were like years behind. And it was like, how the hell are we ever going to?
I know.
But we did at some point. I remember I'd get emails where it's like, Matt, do you realize that the playlist is missing episode 33? And I'm like, that's like 4 years ago when I wasn't even working here. I don't know what the fuck, like, you're...
I know.
My favorite thing is when people would tattle on us to, like, at... Like, when, you know, we'd make a slip up in a video, like, the audio gets off sync at one point. They'd, like, at Aaron and be like, dude, I don't know if you noticed Matt and Ryan. It's like, you little tattletale snitch. Stop
it. Little bitches.
They're just getting us in trouble. It's like, why? Why? What did I do to you? Oh, I know what I did. I got their Game Grumps off sync, which ruined their entire day. Probably their entire month.
Dude, show some respect. Why don't you spit some respect onto the name when you say it, okay? Game Grumps.
Game Grumps.
Game Grumps.
I've been talking to Aaron lately.
Oh, yeah? Well,
he's a crypto head,
tweets,
too.
So.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. He's my friend now.
I'm looking at... I searched Super Mega Craft, and it's really interesting how the search algorithm works, because I could scroll down the entire first page, and there's several episodes that don't even show up, and a bunch of other random videos do. Like, episode 8 doesn't show up, because I'm trying to add... I'm working on the playlist right now. Been doing good, though. It's one of my... I think it's my favorite thing to record on the channel is Minecraft.
I like that. I'm excited to do more co-op games in general.
Yes. I mean, 2021, I want this to be the year of more guests and a lot more co-op games. And
let's fucking hope.
Something else I've been thinking about that is going to be coming relatively soon, but I'm not going to tell anyone what
not
it is.
Not going to spoil it?
You know what it is.
Can you spoil? Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, the calendar. I got to bleep that out.
Not the calendar.
Oh. Got it. Yes, I'll bleep both of those things out.
Yeah, but actually, as of right now, we have a calendar, a 2020 calendar for sale on our website, supermegashow.net, shop.supermegashow.net, I think is what it is, or store. It's on our socials. But we have a 2020 calendar that we all worked really hard on, a great different picture for each month, and we got to make custom holidays, so we threw a shit ton of dates on that calendar, like the anniversary of Justin getting his pressure washer, shit like that. So if you want to keep track of the year and have us on your wall, please, $20. And
please.
It's a good quality calendar. It's great. Also, I don't know how long we're going to have it for sale, but sorry that it's coming out on the 12th or 13th or 14th of January. I know that it usually want to get the calendar before the year starts, but with the manufacturing process, there were some holdups with little technical things because we were going to have it out in December. But lo and behold, you know, things out of our control got delayed. So we hope that you won't miss January too much. But there's 11 whole other months in there. So if you want to support us, go get that calendar. It's fucking sick. It looks really good. And
yeah,
be tuning into our epic SMP streams.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, dude. I mean, are we ending the podcast now?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay.
It's
good.
It sounded like I was. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
Okay. No, it's good. It's good.
I didn't mean to throw you off that way.
No,
you were probably getting excited, like,
fine.
Oh, we're done.
Oh, no. I was just asking you because it sounded like it was wrapping up and we've been recording for an hour.
Yeah, well, you know, almost an hour. But the thing is, we did
almost
the ad reads at the beginning, which means that's going to take probably 5 or 6 minutes off. So that means we've actually been recording for like 50-something minutes.
Oh,
and
you know what? 50-something minutes.
The last episode, 226, was the first episode in...
That was under an hour?
Yeah, and in a very long time.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I can't believe that the podcast used to be like 25 minutes sometimes.
What is our shortest podcast? Because was it the one where we were in the airport? Which one was that? What episode was that?
Dude, that was fun. That's an episode where we were in the Orlando airport, I think Orlando, and we just record ourselves walking around and talking. Let's see. Shortest Super
Mega. Oh my god,
cast?
I forgot there's dude, I can't find it. There's like hundreds of episodes now.
There's 227.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe we have that much of ourselves recorded talking. I can't believe that people still listen to it. Like, holy shit. That's always crazy to me. Like, that people keep coming back just to listen to us talk when we were really not that interesting. We're just best friends shooting the shit. That's it. It's not some groundbreaking podcast.
Is this it? Plains Mile High Club.
How long is that one?
Oh, it's 40-something.
No, we have shorter ones. Here, let me go all the way back to the beginning.
Where is...
Here. The fuck? Hold on. It can't even load the bottom of the playlist for me right now.
When did we tour?
2018, 2019, actually. This was in 2019.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think, no, maybe it was in, 2019. Because we didn't tour in 2020. All right.
Or 2018.
The first episode, episode one, Crack Friends, is 37 minutes. Episode 6, Claw Machines and Weeb Stuff, 33 minutes. Here we go, even shorter. Episode 8, Baby's First VidCon, 30 minutes, 45 seconds. So far, 30, 45? There's another one that's also 30, 45, episode 13, Explicit Content. Let's see, 30, 45. Let's see if I can... Do we have anyone lower? 30, 45, anyone?
I thought that... airport one that we recorded on the phone would have been the shortest, but I can't even find that one.
The thumbnail is me. It's like a real picture of me sitting on your lap on the airplane.
Oh, I'm on the Spotify app looking.
Yeah, no, if you go, I'm probably going to pass it soon because I'm scrolling up our YouTube playlist.
Wait, low budget airport. It's exactly 30 minutes long.
Oh, okay. So now that's the shortest. What's up? Let's see. I'm scrolling up. Let's see if there's anything. I'm hitting the point now where it's like an hour.
And Ryan McGee. And I'm sure it sounds fantastic.
Nah, it doesn't sound fantastic.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I love, dude. Holy shit. I've never done this. Just starting back at episode 61, which is when Don began doing thumbnails. So just starting scrolling up and just looking at all the thumbnails. It's like, holy shit, that's so cool. I've always wanted to see this. Because when we started designing those thumbnails with Don, we were like, imagine like looking back when we're like in the hundreds and being able to go through
all those beautiful works of art.
Damn, this is sick. I love this. I'm having a moment. I'm trying to figure out what my favorite podcast thumbnail Don ever drew was. There's the one you drew. Episode 111, Vapists. Ryan's Ranch, the movie. That's a classic episode right there. There are some... Man, I forgot about all these episodes. I kind of want to go back and listen to some old ones.
Vapists.
I'm just going through and seeing old episodes that...
Ryan's Ranch is a classic one, apparently.
Episode 3, Hitler and Black Holes. Frank was the first guest on the podcast. I want to go back and listen to like Baby's first VidCon because remember, that was such a specific time in our lives. That's when the biggest song was Panda by Designer and Jacksepticeye was staying with us.
Wait, you drew Alpha Mega, right? Or was that me?
The gym picture? That's you.
Yeah. Okay. I did, I guess. I forgot I drew that, dude.
From Nostalgia to Trump, episode 12. We've been talking about Trump since... I'm curious to go back and listen to like...
A Trump compilation?
Like an early episode where we're talking about Donald Trump before he's even president. Because we've been doing this podcast since before his term. So in these first episodes, Obama was still president. Think about that. We're about to have the third president since we started Super Mega Cast. Obama, Trump, and now Biden.
Oh, true. God damn. We're old.
I know.
Oh, we're decrepit.
Here we go. Here's the week that YouTube demonetization became a thing. Episode 16, YouTube demonetization hype. Yeah. Man, YouTube heroes, episode 19. Remember that shit?
Yep.
Episode 21, Ming. Damn, this is it's kind of historic, man, looking back through this.
I'm just going to type in a random episode. Let's say 37. That's what I'm going to look up. Let's see. 37 is horse meat. Oh, it's when you ate horse, or it's when you tell everyone you ate horse meat in Japan.
Yeah, and the Uber driver got really like offended.
Yeah,
because he was telling me, he's like, "Yeah, man, I ate raccoon, I ate possum, I ate kangaroo, some snake too." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I tried a horse once when I was in Japan." He's like, "I would never eat a horse," and then it was just silent. Episode 26 is the one that Trump gets elected. President, it's called President Donald J. Trump. And my favorite thing is it ends with us talking about like, it's like, and that's the end of the episode and Donald Trump is president. And during that, you fart directly into the microphone and it's the most like glorious, like episode 27, we got detained. It's a fun one. I love looking through this. Oh, the maintenance man cometh. I remember that was a really funny one.
Ooh, remember The Great Outdoors episode 30?
Yeah, that we recorded out in the wilderness with Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I want to do more special podcasts like that. Those.
Dude, remember we recorded an entire episode where we walked from the Game Grumps office to the store? I think we talked about it
recently.
Which
episode was that?
It never came out.
I know what you're talking about.
It didn't come out because
it came out when we were at the Grumps.
We never released it. It sounded too shitty.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, shit. Dude. It sounded too shitty. We recorded an airport podcast.
I know, but that was before. Oh, Reality Space Show episode 33. I remember I originally called it ISIS in Space. And then that was right around, you know, YouTube demonetization. And they were like, nope.
Oh, there.
Wow. Different era, man. Who Stole Barry's Wii? The Pitch episode 42. It's everyone's favorite. It's a classic episode. Ooh, the Ming Dynasty with Ding Dong and Julian. Ryan takes a high school girl to prom, episode 48. Damn, dude, there's so many fucking...
when I had like, what was it? Like Buffalo Wild Wing sauce all over around my hands. Like... and yeah, sure.
Smoking a cigarette. Tucker. Dude, I forgot how much Tucker used to come on the podcast.
Yeah. Tucker texted me recently. And
he texted me last night.
And I texted him back. And he hasn't responded. So, Tucker, I know you don't listen to our podcast, but if I can manifest you to respond to me, because I know it took me like a whole day to respond to you. So I'm imagining within the next 24 hours, you know, it's going to be every day is one response between us, you know?
Yeah. You know, I hate playing phone tag where I call someone, they don't pick up, and then they call me and then I miss it and I call them back and they don't pick up. And then the same thing happens. I've played like 8 rounds of phone tag at once before.
Dude, that's sorry. I'm looking at our old shit and like just to Super Mega Play Super Mario Odyssey was 3 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, what I like is I really do feel like we're still in most ways the same. Like obviously like our comedy's changed a little bit, like our worldviews have changed a little bit, but I still think that we're like the most important thing to me about Super Mega is that I think we always stay ourselves and stay genuine and stay like the original down to earth kind of vibe that we've always had, because you know, we'll talk about shit, we'll speak our minds, we'll get deep. It's like I don't want to
stupid shit.
Yeah.
I canceled.
I don't want to just be one of the like a YouTube personality, because so many YouTubers start their channel genuine and then end up becoming like a hollow shell of that and the inside gets filled up with like influencer mode. And of course, as you grow, everyone gets a little bit of that, but I always want to stay just like as fully genuine as we can. And I think it just comes down
to just making what we want to make and do. Like, I think it can get to us sometimes reading the comments and reading negativity online.
Like, you know, we had such a good time making that Clark County Public Access Church of God thing. And I saw a lot of people hate it. And they're like, are they serious? They really released this? But like, I had such a fun time making and editing that with you. Like, I just
and if you look at the likes and it did well and people liked it. Just people were more vocal about not liking it, it seems. But that's fine. I think at the end of the day, you gotta just I had fun making it. I had fun putting it out and watching it with everyone.
And I know the people that do like it liked it a lot. So
yeah.
Oh, dude, the Super Megacast playlist almost has 4 million views.
Whoa!
Damn.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
Stop!
Shut up!
Stop!
Shut up!
Why are you freaking out, dude?
Shut the fuck up!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.